16 pickup in the house. John.
Well, whether predictable or not, from the perspective of an Alaskan, when Governor Sarah Palin took the podium last night, there hadn't been an earthquake of this magnitude in Alaska since the 1960s. And our Ben Calhoun, Takeaway Convention correspondent, has been taking the pulse of the Alaska delegation there in St. Paul. How much excitement and how much reaction have you been able to gather, Ben?
Well, I've met up with a couple of sisters from Alaska. There was Courtney Carlson and Danny Carlson. They weren't delegates, actually, but I spotted them because Courtney Carlson, who's 21, was walking down the street, and she was wearing sunglasses that in rhinestones said Palin across the front. And I thought they were interesting because part of her whole appeal is to youth and to, you know, maybe sort of generate some excitement among young people for the party. They told me that when they found out that Sarah Palin was the VP pick last Friday, they just dropped everything. This is how Courtney described it.
Friday morning, we found out. I got in contact with my sister. Immediately, I started pricing flights. I had to immediately ask my boss how she felt about letting me off. I went looking through every hotel in the area, in the immediate area. Everything was booked solid. We finally found a place to stay. I'm broke right now, but gosh, I felt so strongly to come out and support my governor. I had to scrimp the extra dollars together to come out and support her.
Wow, Palin groupies, and you found them, Ben Calhoun. They must have been thrilled that they actually made it to the speech.
Yes, absolutely. They spent the last few days trying every which way they could to get credentials to get into this building. And right before the speech last night, it looked like only one of the two sisters was going to get in, which would have been a lot of drama. But in the end, they both made it into the building, both saw the speech from inside, and both, you know, they were primed to love the speech last night. But they said that not only did they like it, but they saw it as consistent with the governor that they had seen before. The older sister, Danny Carlson, who's actually reported on Governor Palin in the past, this is how she described her response.
From an Alaskan standpoint, it was really touching to see her represent the state so well and so strongly. I think people underestimated her, and I think she came out swinging, and I think that people are really going to be very impressed by her.
Well, they're loving the fact that Alaska and Palin are in the headlines. So she's on the cover of Time this week. I've already seen the picture. Ben Calhoun, thanks so much for taking the pulse of Alaskans at the St. Paul Convention.
Thank you.
Ben Calhoun is a Takeaway Convention correspondent, part of our coverage in St. Paul. He's from Chicago Public Radio.
Lots of ways, if I just turn my mic on, lots of ways to catch up with us at The Takeaway. You can find us on Twitter, Friend Feed, and Facebook. On today's show, we're following the reaction to Sarah Palin's speech.
Tyrone Thorpe from Baltimore, Maryland. I heard the speech and I thought it was vitriolic. Powerful on their side, but full of lies. Well, if you want to form the lecture, you can see it coming, but she did what VPs have come to do, attack the president on either end. So it's going to be an interesting election, but she came out swinging. I look forward to seeing her and Biden go at it because they're two dogs who know how to fight.
Two dogs who know how to fight. What do you think? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
Join the political conversation on our website. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji. This is The Takeaway.